This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Catherine. Hello.
Hello, Catherine. I want to know, what sort of things make you feel angry?
Many things make me feel angry, Neil, but one thing that makes me regularly angry is when people put the wrong rubbish in the wrong bins.
Yes, that makes me angry too.
Does it?
It's not very thoughtful, is it?
Not really, no.
So you may feel angry about people putting rubbish in the wrong bin, but do you get aggressive? That's behaving in an angry way, looking like you want to argue or even fight with someone.
No, I don't really get aggressive about wheelie bins, to be honest.
Well, I tend to control my anger too and keep calm, but I have been known to react, especially if someone's damaging some of my property.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I can't stand it. It comes out of the blue. It's completely unexpected. But I'm glad to say that I feel quite calm today.
I'm glad to hear it, Neil. But today we are talking about aggression and we'll look at what we can learn about human aggression by some examples from the animal kingdom.
That's right. Now, are you ready to answer today's quiz question, Catherine?
In a very calm and non-aggressive way, I would like you to give me the question.
When attacked, what does a baboon typically do to show aggression? Does it A, beat its chest, B, yawn and show its teeth, or C, laugh and roll on the ground?
Well, I'd love to think of an angry baboon laughing and rolling on the ground, but I'm going to go for B, yawn and show its teeth.
Okay, well, we'll see if you're right or wrong a bit later on. Now, Catherine, how do you usually act when you're angry or upset about something?
I generally let people know how I feel, to be honest. I don't go over the top and hit people, but I don't sulk about things. And sulk means when you refuse to smile or speak because you want to let people know you're upset about something.
Ah, yes. Sulking is quite childish, isn't it,
Catherine?
It is
childish. Are you a sulker, Neil?
I don't sulk, I don't think. But as I said, I don't often get angry. I'm a very well-balanced and grounded person, Catherine.
Really? Very good. I'm pleased to hear it, Neil. Anyway, well-balanced means sensible and in control of your emotions. And grounded means mentally and emotionally stable. Is that what you're saying, Neil?
Yeah, that's me. That's
all right.
Me. Let's listen to Professor Simon Underdown talking about human behaviour. Can you spot a phrase that means the opposite side to an idea?
Of course, a member of the primate order. And one of the things humans are incredibly good at doing is being psychologists. We're very good at reading situations that we find ourselves in. We're extremely good at picking up on signals. What we can then do is trigger the appropriate response. If it's an empathetic response, we may well need to then be sympathetic. We may well need to show our sort of fluffy side, if you want. But on the flip side, from an evolutionary point of view, the reason we're so successful and we're still here is because we can, and when we need to, react aggressively to situations.
Yeah, but the point. Did you spot the phrase? Flip side means the opposite side of an idea, and being aggressive is the flip side of being fluffy and sympathetic.
And fluffy is an adjective that we often use to describe soft animal fur or feathers on young animals or soft toys for children. But here, fluffy means behaviour that's soft and unthreatening. So it's the opposite of aggressive.
And if you are empathetic, you're able to share or understand other people's feelings. That sounds like me. I'm an excellent empathiser, aren't I, Catherine?
And Neil, you are absolutely, totally full of empathy.
Nice pause.
Thank you.
Now, Simon also talks about humans being good at reading situations. What does that mean, Catherine?
It means understanding what's going on. For example, if a male gorilla is screaming and breaking branches, other gorillas will probably see this as a show of aggression.
The male gorilla screams and breaks branches, signalling to the other gorillas that he's angry or upset. Signal here means a noise or a movement that gives someone information.
And the male gorilla's signal triggers a response from the other gorillas. This means one thing causes another thing to happen.
And when a man suddenly punches another man in the face, What signal do you think that sends?
Well, I think for me, that would be a signal to leave.
Yes, quickly.
Yes, indeed, yes. And humans usually give signals just like the gorillas do before they start a fight. So people might shout or gesture with their arms. And a gesture is a movement made with arms or head to give someone else information. Now then, Neil, let's have our quiz question answer, please.
OK, stop waving your arms around. So I asked, when attacked, what does a baboon typically do to show aggression? Does it A, beat its chest, B, yawn and show its teeth, or C, laugh and roll on the ground?
And I said B.
That's right, well done. Now, let's hear today's words once again.
They are out of the blue, aggressive, sulk, well-balanced, grounded, flip-side, fluffy, empathetic, reading situations, signal, triggers a response, gesture.
Well, that's the end of today's 6-Minute English. Check out more programmes at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon. Bye.
Bye.
6-Minute English from the BBC.